Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Brown Load, and we are immediately being joined by a superstar all the way from India. We're going to add her to our little group chat right now. Kej is here, Sach is here, and so is Akasa Singh. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Akasa is here! Yay! How are you? You alright?
I'm good! It's so good to kind of see you because it's lagging so much that I can barely see you. But I can see your face.
It's
smiling.
Good enough. It's good enough. So can we, just to make sure your levels are all coming through nice and clear, can I have the Desi vocal Hindi scales? The what do you not because here, over here we do the pa la 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 la. Not that. What's your Paregama Sama one? What's that one? Do that.
Alap. Paregama. Did you just start with pa? It's called Alap. Sa, can you hear me clearly? Or am I lagging? Your video's hung.
Sounding good.
I think it's working beautifully. Hey, welcome to the Brown Load. Welcome to the podcast. Is this
Thank you.
Is this your first one?
In my life. Yes.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow. Really?
Welcome.
Thanks. I got to remember that you guys need to hear me because I'm just nodding my head and then I'm like, oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Yes. We need to hear you.
It's a podcast. It's audio.
First ever podcast. Yeah, I know. But that's the confusing thing because it's a podcast that we're recording that we're having to do via this crazy video conferencing thing because of what's going on in the world. Okay, so here's my opening question to you, Akasa Singh. Right, I am Narendra Modi. I am Narendra Modi. And I say, I officially announce, Mitra, tomorrow the curfew is over. Aap bar ja sakte hain.
Oh my
God. Where is the first place?
He's good.
Where is the first place you go? Where is the first place you're going to go where there are other people allowed? You're released into the world. Go.
I'm going to get onto my bike and, you know, this is really stupid. I'm just going to go, not head first, bike headlight first. Into the traffic of Mumbai because right now the roads are so creepy. They are empty and there's not a soul around. Wow. And it's not Mumbai. It's like it's like Mumbai but Black Mirror version or something because it's too creepy. Mumbai cannot be empty.
So what you're saying is, amongst all this stuff, the thing that you miss the most is the traffic and the pollution. You're like, right, I don't trust it.
Okay, no pollution. I don't miss the pollution at all because it's like it's unreal. I did not know we still had sparrows. There are chiddies in my window and I'm like, you guys still exist? So that's pretty good. I love that there's no pollution. But yeah, I do miss the traffic. I miss because Bombay is like, traffic is so, like, it's normalcy, right? So I think that's the first thing I thought of. Basically, I think I miss driving and riding around. So more than the traffic. Okay.
While you're still in lockdown, can I just say that you are probably India's answer to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You and your family. It is brilliant.
Right as you said that, my dad literally just crossed me wearing his pink boxers. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, see, you want to be in my video?
Can we make that series?
Keeping Up with the Crazy Things instead.
Keeping up with the Akasians.
I think we can. People will get a lot of... I've realized in this lockdown that all four of us are... unknowingly content creators. It's just that we fight so much that it's going to be a very interesting show because after every joke, there's going to be like, Befoof, you are very stupid. My dad's gonna be like, "Zyada dimag na kharab," and then everyone's gonna fight and bang their doors, and then, you know, there's gonna be a break for 5 minutes. So it could happen. We'll just have to tame ourselves down a bit.
So other than all the other sort of craziness that's happening in Akasa's house, are you working on any music? Mm-hmm. Any tunes happening?
Kind of. It's like 70%, I mean 30% music, and the rest 70 is like just jamming. Yeah. But I mean, are we creating stuff? We are not creating as much as we would like to, but we are sitting, and almost every day all of us have to sit together because someone or the other is going live, and my brother sits on the piano, my dad sits on his harmonium, and we are singing. So amazing. Definitely more music. But yeah, I wish we were creating more, actually. We did come up with the tunes, but they were really bad, and then we just gave up.
Are you noticing a new side to people in your family or even yourself whilst we're locking down now? Because, I mean, like, here I am hanging out with my wife, and I'm seeing my wife in a working mode. Like, I've never seen her kind of going, you know, getting all angry with people in a working way. She's a lot nicer being angry at work than she is when she's angry at home. Like, because she's like constructive angry. She's like, "Well, you know, I did mention that yesterday and you haven't delivered on that, da 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 da." But yet, when it's me, it's like, "Salakutia, da 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 da," you know, straight in, right? So I'm seeing a new side to her. Have you noticed new sides to your family members or yourself?
I think I've noticed new sides to myself for sure, because I didn't think I would be such a domestic goddess, I would like to call myself. Because I've been good.
That's good.
Unless a goddess looks like a literal person who has no home, because I look like, I shouldn't say this word, I look like, I don't know what's the appropriate word, so I'm just not going to use it. There is one in Hindi, but I'm not going to say it. But I was just doing, because I've been doing house chores. I've never done anything in my life apart from cleaning my room. Like, I do jhadu pocha, and then I sit and cook stuff. And my brother's just like, who would have thunk? Nobody. So I did not know this. Now I can live by myself and take care of myself and wash my own pande.
What have you cooked? What will impress us? Come on. Give us something on the Akasa Singh menu.
I mean, it's all junk, to be honest. Like, there's no dal chawal. It's stuff like Chinese, like noodles and desi Chinese though. What else did I make? I mean, pasta is really common for you guys, but I made it for the first time, so it was a big deal chopping all those vegetables.
In London or in the UK, we're allowed to go out once a day for a bit of exercise. I don't think you're allowed to do that in India, are you? I think you guys are total lockdown.
No.
So how do
you? So only if you need essential services, and even right. that you need your. The police is going to catch you and be like, what you are doing, where you are going.
You're a bit of a gym freak. So how are you dealing with all of that? How is the workout happening at home? What are you using? What instruments are you using to keep yourself fit?
I would just like to say sorry to my trainer, because I am currently in an alternate universe where I haven't even done the jar of gymming. Like, okay, so when it started, right, it was... First 10-day lockdown. I was like, you know what? 10 days. It's a cheat 10 days.
And easy.
I just finished off a music video shoot. Yeah. And then it turned into a month. And I was like, none of my clothes are fitting me. But it's okay. You know, I'll just wait for the gyms to reopen. Now I'm just like, I keep watching these videos online. And I'm like, oh my God, who am I? So I haven't worked out yet. Apart from the, like I said, jhadu pocha. But I will do it in next week, maybe.
That's kind of like a workout though, anyway.
Maybe that's what you should do. That's the answer. You should create
the jhadu pocha workout.
The kind of home domestic woman workout. Like, this is not the workout for the girl who goes to the gym, the modern type. We've got to start adjusting to life like this. And if we're going to all be indoors, what have we got? You know, you can't even, for us over here in the UK, we ordered like some weights and some dumbbells and stuff like that. It's going to take weeks to get delivered. Weeks. Amazon is saying 80.
Yeah.
So if you could do something for the average desi lady, you know, there's 1.4 billion people that need to work out at home in India.
Yes.
Yeah.
Akasa. Look at her. She's like,
This is it.
I'm taking on the responsibility. This is my calling.
But I am thinking that.
To do that, you've got to get your own fat ass off the sofa first, love. All right?
That's the thing. So you know what? My exercise, So when I'm doing, like I said, when I'm sweeping the floors, I'm like, you know, okay, this is not even a story I'm making up. Just a few days back, I was doing jhadu, which is sweeping the floor, sweeping, not mopping. And there were these droplets, and I'm like, who is freaking, what is this water in the floor? Who is dropping water? It was my sweat. And I was getting frustrated that the broom is getting wet with these droplets of water. And I was like, I went to my mom and I just stood there like at her door, and I was just like, and she's like, I do this every day, get out. And I was just like, wow. So that could backfire. You know, I come up with this plan of doing jhadu pocha, and then all the women are going to be like, what are you trying to say? This is our life. This is exercise every day. This is nothing new.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. You're it could down off your
pedestal. It could. Yeah, you're right. So once this is all over, what are we going to hear from you? Because what's coming up music-wise? What's coming up work-wise?
Hopefully not once this is all over, because literally on the 13th of March is when I shot my music video, and 14th onwards I was at home and I haven't gotten out since. But I do have, I think, in terms of just music, there are a few songs that we are considering releasing the audios of, because shooting a music video like the likes of which I want to do is impossible right now, and I don't know until when. So hopefully one of the two tracks is coming out super soon. We're still deciding which one, but the video that I've shot, which is the first time I'm writing and composing myself, I don't know if I can say the name of the song, maybe not. And the other one is a really very different, slow, sad, heartbreak song. So maybe it'll come out before the lockdown ends, because I think we need content out there. So I'll just put it out.
The one thing we all need while we're locked down is slow, sad songs to make us want to jump out the window. Thanks for that, Arthur.
You know what, though? I have been listening to more slow, sad songs than I have been to dance songs, because I like wallowing. A lot of Ashiks like wallowing and sitting at home and just being like, I hate this. So maybe that's all we do.
Okay.
I'm still listening to Nagin, because it is, let's be honest, and I think we all agree, it is an absolute banger. Like, it is huge.
For sure.
Did you know that it's become a bit of an isolation game as well now? Because people are now sitting there so bored out of their faces, they're counting how many times you say gin in that song. This is a thing. Do you have an official answer from you?
We do. I would like to mention that I did not count them. But the first week of the lockdown, I got about, I think, 17 to 18 messages saying, or status updates saying, there are 12 gins in each line of Nagin. And there are 76 gins in total. And I was just like, what are you guys doing? And they also counted Oh Ho Ho Ho, and like, then they went on to all the songs. It started from Nagin, and then they've also counted how many Tunuks come in.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Also, have you thought about just changing the lyrics to sort of start with by saying, it's been long since I've been in this lockdown, baby?
Put it up on TikTok, and
wicked.
I put it up as a joke, and the other day some I don't know, Miss Malini or someone tagged me, and I was like, my TikTok is not supposed to be out there in the world. There's a reason I put it on TikTok and not on my Instagram. But she posted it, and I was like, so now I'm on TikTok. So then I started posting it. But yeah, I'll sing that. It's been long, ghar pe baithe pardesi. It's been long, bas bore hue pardesi. Quarantine. Tin tin mein mar gayi quarantine, tin tin mein thak gayi.
Love it.
That's great. Absolute pleasure. Hey, listen, it's great talking to you. You're a superstar as always. And who knows, we might be back together for the next Straight Up Punjab in 2034.
Yes!
I think it's lined up for.
Oh my God.
So it's going to be a little while when we're all out. No, who knows? No, it was so awesome working with you then. And I feel like I've got to know you. I know you as a true friend now. And I think you're a glorious person, both on when you're singing, when you're on stage, when you're presenting. So just stay happy. Keep harassing your brother.
Aww.
Keep posting those videos. And we'll keep being a part of your life any way we can. Love you.
Thank you.
That's, see ya. Everything about that was so sweet, Tommy. Thank you. Except my brother pisses me off, not the other way. Okay, bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Bye. Bye.
See you later. It's been long. Teri veen sunah bar desi. It's been long. Teri veen sunah bar desi. You said it. You said it. Noggin is a tune. Noggin is so good. Turn up loud. Go. You know what? In fact, if you're listening right now, and on your phone, just press that back 15 second thing. Back 15.
Yeah.
And listen to that song again. Tune. Go for it.
Yeah.
And this time, turn it up. Put the proper headphones on. Get the proper speakers on, and enjoy that, because you'll realize how good it sounds. And by the way, how cool is Akasa Singh, man? She's
very
just comfortable, isn't she? She's just happy being
normal.
Akasa.
She's normal, man. As well.
Very. What do you mean by that?
What I mean...
What is normal, Kedge? There's a question of life.
Oh, that's a brilliant question. There's no, like, you know, sort of, she's not like all diva-ish, or she doesn't think that she's a star. I think that's brilliant about it. You know, when you watch her Instas and all of that, she's just down, you know, down to her. Although I did find quite funny that she said that, you know, for the first time I've had to do some work in the house, because obviously, you know... People in India got people working for them all the time.
Right. I had those few days when we were doing Straight Up Punjab that I got to see her world. And I'm telling you, celebrities in India, they have people around them all the time.
Yeah.
They're up in the morning. She'll be going into studio. From there, it's a photo shoot. From there, it's a clothing fitting. From there, it's a hair thing. From there, then it's rehearsals. And then it's a show. Then there's a show there. And they jet all over India. Don't forget, India is like a continent to us. It's like going, we've got to fly to Belgium. We've got to fly to Holland. It's like that every day. That's why I'm like, you know what? I think it's good for these celebs to have a bit of lockdown time, a bit of normal time. Can I, talking of normality, because it's going very normal for us here at home. I posted a video that I queued up at B&Q, because B&Q opened up again, right?
Oh, yes.
That video.
So, and people went, how was that you? How was that you? I bet you sent someone else to queue up for you. I'm like, no. I got about 4 messages saying that I sent someone else to queue up. I'm like,
what would you do?
I'm going to go,
Everyone knows that Tommy loves to put himself about people, you know, and stuff like that, and just get in there with people.
Probably went into B&Q and then asked other people if you wanted their jobs done as well. I'll come and paint your bathroom. Where'd you live?
You know what? I felt like I was part of a movement, because B&Q had just opened back up.
Before you start that movement, I want to know about this movement of people who were waiting for B&Q to open and all needed calm from B&Q. I was trying to think, what should I order from B&Q? I couldn't think of one thing I need from B&Q.
Agree.
Well, get this. Okay, so I needed like to get some lacquer. I need to get some wood, and I needed to get some paint. I need to get some essential things that I need to do for the house, right? Yeah, what kind of building shelves, right? So I need to go and get some MDF, and I need to get a certain MDF type of wood that I already had already. Anyway, that aside, I got there.
Just Tommy, there were 7 million people like Tommy.
No, 300. They told us. They told
us up and down the country.
Oh yeah, 7 million people.
They had the man from BBC outside the B&Q in Watford,
yeah,
down the road.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And I'm looking at it at 7 o'clock in the morning. There were people queuing up with trolley. I'm like, what do you need? Is your house falling apart?
Putting the queue into B&Q, I tell you. Well, but what was so funny was, as you stood in the line, you look around at the person behind you, look around at the person in front of you, and you know, some people like jogging on the spot, some people doing little kind of stretches, just kind of keeping limbered up while you're kind of pacing around in this long queue. It reminded me of like Alton Towers or Disneyland when you're waiting for that killer ride, but you know there's no ride at the end. There's just tank, right? And so we're going along the line, and I'm looking at the person behind me. I've looked at them quite a lot. And do you ever get that thing when you look at someone two or three times, and then by the third time you look at them, you feel like, I know you from somewhere, but you don't. You just know them from like 30 seconds before. Anyway, so I was doing that. That's quite normal, actually. A lot of people feel that way. And then I got to the front.
No.
Yeah.
I got to the front, right? And I looked around at the person who had, we hadn't spoken. It was a couple. And I said, sorry. I said, I'm not very good at spelling. This is the queue for M&S, isn't it? After a two and a half hour wait, and I just thought that was a funny thing to say. They looked at me completely blank, to the extent that I then started making small talk to cover the vacuous void of silence. And I went, what have you come to get? This is the bit that shocked me. The old couple, they'd hardly spoken, 2.5 hours, they're in a queue as well. They came to get compost. Mud.
See?
Dirt.
Like, what is the need for compost?
You don't need it.
No, you're right. But then there's a lot of things now that, you know, that we're all, we just want to get out of the house. They just obviously wanted to get out of the house. And normality's gone out the window. I'll tell you what, okay, another thing with normality, I realized I ironed for the first time. I was by the ironing board and I thought, I've not done this, because I normally used to iron Milo's school uniform every day, Logan's clothes for nursery every day. Yeah. I'm not doing any of that. And we're all just in jogging bottoms and T-shirts, which... We don't
know. Do you think that it's like the same clothes that are going round in a circle, basically? Because that's how I feel at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whatever comes out the wash just gets worn
back
again.
Back on.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Standard. There's no need to even open your cupboard and reach for something that's foreign at the moment. No. You see what I mean? Just use what's out there.
I pulled out a T-shirt it was in the good section.
Oh.
The one that I wear outside. And I thought, I'm going to wear that because I've got a meeting. So I've got to make an effort. I have pulled out a good T-shirt once.
But like, I mean, in terms of sort of going out, I kind of miss it, just as you were kind of saying there, Tommy. It was good that you were in a queue for 2.5 hours, but at least you're outside. The only reason why is because, to me, this is the newest thing that I've ever done in a long time, and that's do my online shopping on Tesco's.
Oh,
I know you guys do it quite regularly. Well, Kedge does it every year.
Welcome to the 21st century, Seth.
It's got to be the worst thing I've done in my life. I hated it. Gave me anxiety.
No, was that your first time,
That is the first time I've done it. And it's not come yet. It's coming tomorrow. So like, I'm on that day now where it's like...
Firstly, let me give you some therapy.
Go on.
You must feel so proud you have got a slot, right? Firstly.
Yeah, no. Rejoice
in that.
I waited until midnight one night, maybe 3 weeks ago, to get a slot. Because someone told me, till midnight, you get a slot.
Firstly, you should feel like a king because you've got a slot. Secondly, it was your first time.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's going to take a little bit of time finding bananas, pears, mangoes, whatever you need, right? It takes a bit of time.
No, search, that's not the problem. And then this, that's not and then the searching. Milk. The searching part is easy. It's the thing where, like, I filled up my basket a few days ago. I checked it again this morning. Everything was out of stock.
Where are you shopping? Sainsbury's?
Tesco's.
Mate, you need Tesco's Watford. It's brilliant.
Oh, so now you want me to... It's Watford.
As I'm watching this and I'm watching the two of you on our little app thing here having a debate, it's like you're on the phone, Satch, to a call centre and he's trying to justify. Sir, can I just clarify, what time did you go online? And he's like, well, no, we're on time. Well, sir, I know it's sometimes difficult with the apples and the pears and the bananas and the mangoes. It's just so funny.
For example, let me just say, like, for example, like, we needed, what was it? It was like flour. Flour was available a few days ago. not available now. My delivery comes tomorrow. I ain't gonna have no flour. Secondly, but sir, no. Listen. Commodity. The other thing was this whole.
What are you baking? What are you baking, Delia? Yeah. What are you doing, Mary Satchin Perry?
Listen, the other thing was this substitutes thing, which I saw, and I was like, and it was like, oh, we'll give you something else.
Yeah.
If that ain't there. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to untick that because there's certain things that I want that I just want of that. The other day, get this now. This is a true story. And I saw this online. One of my mates actually tweeted about it. And they said, oh, I ordered paneer from Tesco's. They didn't have it. They sent me a substitute. Yeah. What did they send? A box of lassi.
Oh, I've had that. Tesco do that all the time. So
how
I always get lassi when they don't
have
paneer. How
is that the same thing?
I've ordered a vegetarian Caesar salad, but they sent me the one with chicken in it.
Oh, right. See, there you go.
So that's so now my order's coming tomorrow between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Don't know when it's going to turn up. I've got to stay home for 4 hours and watch the door.
Why is it such a big window? It should be a 1 hour window.
No, it's a 4 hour window. That's what I had. And then half of my stuff's not going to turn up. So what am I going to do? Who do I ring?
Exactly. And Satch's ordered toilet roll. He's going to be walking around in nappies.
Tera piya itna haseen kaise mujhse ye puche aaina mera hi hai kya ye naseeb ab bhi yakeen aaina main teri nazar utaarun tujhe jab se sambhalun koi aaj tujh pe aaina tujhe jitna main pyar karu yaara kisi aur se na kiya संभालू कोई आज तुझ पे आईना तुझे जितना मैं प्यार करूं यारा किसी और से ना किया.
What time are you boys waking up? What time are you waking up in the morning, Kedge? Because you got a day job and I know you're working on
a day job. So I normally,
and it starts early.
With the commute and everything, I used to wake up at 4:45. And now, obviously...
He has to cover the social media for radio early in the morning, so that's why.
Okay,
I make sense. You're out the door. Out the door at what time would you be out the door? 4:45 you wake up, out the door.
I'll be out by about 10 to 6.
Okay, yeah, so about an hour. So
cool. But now I can wake up at about 5:30.
Okay, so a little bit, so you haven't got the commute. Yeah, so you still got to be kind of game on, ready for about 6:15. Something like that.
Yeah, well, I just like to, you know, sort of, I like to take my time, go through the morning routine, you know, the bit of Pilates, yoga in the morning.
Yeah, same here. I'm with you, man. Okay, so you're waking up a little bit. You're a slightly different case to my point I'm going to make in a second.
How many different cases I've got?
Because you've got an early shift, and then you knock off a bit earlier, don't you? Which is why he's always drunk by 3 p.m. Satch, exactly. What time are you waking up at the moment, on average?
Usually between 8:30 and 9:00 at some point.
Half eight and nine.
No wives. Half eight, 9 o'clock. Lovely.
Eight, nine.
Is that lying? Lovely. Is that lying?
You are living the life.
Bruv. I mean, McDonald's would have stopped serving breakfast by the time you get down there. That's how late that
was. Yeah, it's cool. No, I mean, I've calmly turned my laptop on.
You're sleeping your way through lockdown.
I've calmly turned my laptop on at about 10, checking a few emails and stuff, getting back to people. If I'm doing something by 10, then I'm happy.
Remember that. Remember these times, bruv. I'm just saying, I don't want to sound like that by old 10, uncle.
What I've done by 10 and what Sat has done by 10, I mean, is brilliant.
I mean, we were all doing early shifts, so we know what the struggle is like. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
in a weird you're making up for it now.
You're quite happy. Yeah, exactly. Why not? If you can, why not?
Have you, Kej, again, you're slightly different, but have you set an alarm ever this like last few weeks? Have you been setting alarms?
I wish I didn't have to, but obviously because I love
you
sleep.
You do.
I do.
They're saying now, this is an amazing thing. Because of the lockdown, most people aren't setting alarms, and therefore most people are waking up when they kind of wake up naturally, right? Because they haven't got the commute. They haven't got the commute to do. So on average, the story says, on average, they're getting an extra 50 minutes in bed.
Yeah.
And people are waking up roughly at about 5:10 past 7 by themselves.
Wow.
Okay, 10 past 7. That's the average time that most people just wake up, which also makes them closer to the optimum time of waking up, which is 7:50, which is during REM. REM sleep is the window to wake up, which is the best time to wake up when you're transitioning from sleep to awake. Because obviously, if your alarm goes off early and you're
that's
a rubbish time, yeah.
Not everyone has REM syndrome at 7:50.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And body clocks are different and everyone's sleep patterns. Yeah. But they're going by average. The average stats here. What I'm saying is, it's just nice the fact that I realized the other day, I haven't set an alarm. But I mean, I got young kids, so they come and wake you up.
Yeah,
but
they're your alarm.
This is my kind of little positive for the kind of lockdown. And we like to share the positives here. Most people across the nation aren't setting alarms and we're getting up at a more natural time to our natural body clocks if you don't set the alarm. So that's your time, Tachi. 8:30, 9 o'clock, that must be your body clock's time.
Funny you say that, because I've got an uncle who I always argue with. He is absolutely against people setting alarm clocks, ever.
And I
said, but if you have to get up at, when we used to get up at 4 o'clock or 4:30 or 5, there is no way I can do that without an alarm clock. And he said that as a human being, you just have to train your mind and your body to go, when you go to sleep, say, I'm going to wake up at 4:30. I'm like, I can't even he never sets an alarm clock for whatever time he has to wake up. He just says it to his head. And then the next morning he's up and he's never late.
He's blagging that, mate. How many flights has he missed? Like early morning ones.
you tell him he's got to deal with a BBC boss for when he rocks up at 10 o'clock at the end of a radio show. Go, oh, what do you want me to do? I'm here now. It's too late, mate.
Can we just quickly just go back a little bit there? Just pause and rewind a little bit there.
I know what he's
saying. That thing about turning up at 10 o'clock. Yeah. There was that one time we did completely miss the show.
I missed the whole breakfast show.
Kej.
I've never had a lot.
No, we were there at 6. We were there 5:30, setting it all up, and we're talking and everything. You normally get in at 6:10, and you didn't come in. So we're like, Satch is always the first one to panic a little bit. He was like, Tommy's not here. I was like, nah, it's all right, don't worry. He's probably having a coffee, chatting with the dude at McDonald's or whatever it is, right? And it comes to like 6:30, and then I'm going, oh, where is he? I'm ringing your phone. No one's answering. He was off. And we're like, where is he? So I'm like, you know what? He's going to be fine. He'll come in. He'll jump in. And literally, Seth is there just playing music.
You're not there. I played music till about 8 o'clock.
No way. No way.
Yes, mate.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then Kej went and found another presenter. Which was the best part about it.
I had to go and find someone who was Asian and who could present. And I got him on. I said, can you just do this show for 2 hours, please? Because we have
what, got someone. Yeah. You went and got like someone from Sunrise or something like that, who's available.
Just someone who was lingering about. And then you phoned at about 9:30. You answered the phone at 9:30 and you went, can I come in?
I'll be honest, I don't remember that at all. That must have only happened once in my career. Actually, hold on a minute. That was the phone update, wasn't it? I remember the phone update. I was updating my phone overnight and it wiped all my alarms because I have two alarms set to wake me up just in case. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my point is good. Look, we should use that time. I had a good sleep that day. I probably was fresher than ever. I needed it. My point is now during lockdown, you can have breakfast when you want. You can have lunch when you want. Okay, listen. Okay, I'm going to put this back on you, Kedge. I'm going to pick on you for something now, right?
Go on.
I rung Satch. Tell me what you think of this. I rung Kedge the other day. Right, it was about 12:30, and I didn't think twice about calling because I thought he might be having lunch, he might not be.
Yeah,
I rang him because you're quite routinal, aren't you? You do like to have your lunch.
Yeah,
about 12.
Yeah.
Is it 12:30 you have your lunch? Why do I know that? If that is correct,
that's very good. I try to always stop at 12:30. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See, we've never spoken about this. I think so.
No.
I rang him. It just happened to be something that I need to speak to him about then, and he went, "Oh, can I call you back? I'm just having my lunch." I went, "All right. Who with?" And he went, "No, just on my own." I went, "I'll call you back." Right?
Yeah.
And then I put the phone down and I accepted it. I wish I hadn't, because I should think that's not on. I don't think you should have done that. I don't think you should have not taken my call because you're having lunch.
No, but I can't eat like that and then doing that and then I got to eat and I was preparing it. And also, I think I've become, it's funny you say that. Normally, like face to face, I'll talk to you. Mm. We'll have lunch. We all do that. We've done
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, But I just think in the current situation, I've made a few rules and I've gone, no, switch off. So I don't have the phone.
Switch off. We're in lockdown. Everybody switched off. Everyone's having the most minimal time ever. So this is my theory. My theory is we go for lunch. We've been for lunch probably, I'd say, about 100 times.
Probably more. Least, probably more.
Right? And we've probably eaten together way more than that. I can't even, I've lost count. All right. So in all those times, when we're sitting together eating, you don't go, don't talk to me. Let me look down and eat my food. And you phone me later on. Or you talk to me later on after I've eaten. We would eat, talk. And you can chew with food. You can talk to me with food in your mouth and chew at the same time. I'm not going to judge you on that. So why is it that when I've rung you, you went, nah, I'm not speaking to you now. Phone me later on. Do you see what I mean? It doesn't make sense, is what I'm saying.
No,
I'm not really upset by it. It doesn't make sense.
No, I know you're not upset about it. But I think I was just making an executive decision that my brain had been fried for the last few hours because I'm doing GARM. And on top of that, I've now got to put my brain back into gear to help you with production for our stuff.
When you just want to focus on your sandwich.
Because there's nothing like a little bit of hoops trickling over the corner of your waffle. You want to scoop it all up. Enjoy that, moment.
Is that a euphemism for something else? Your waffle going into a hoop. I don't know.
I just love tomato hoops on waffles. I love it.
Kedge, do you know what? Actually, I think you're too nice, man, because I'd have just looked at the phone and be like, yeah, lad, I ain't picking it up.
Are you really? You would have done that?
Yeah, I'm having my lunch, man. I'll call you back in a bit. Give me 15 minutes.
I only answer the phone if it's... I'd only have answered it if it was you or Zach. Anyone else, they're not even getting the finger for the swipe.
Well, what if I could have been company for your lunch? You know what I mean? So, on that basis, would you
want a video call him?
Do
you want a video call him?
I would have done. I should have done. I should have said, look, just put me next to you. Let's have lunch together.
And I'll watch.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to make my lunch at 12:30. I'm going to FaceTime you. I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to do it every day.
Oh, great.
Please do that. Please just do it on Instagram Live if you can. That'd be even better.
Thank you. प्यार और अफवाह लंबी जुदाई चार दिनों का प्यार और अफवाह लंबी जुदाई तेरे बिन मेरा लागे कहीं ना तेरे बिन जा मेरी जाए कहीं ना कितने जमाने वाद और अफवाह याद तू आया अपने आहट तेरी भूल गया कितना जिया हूँ तन्हा रहा हूँ इश्क तेरा भूल गया बुझ रहा है इस जिंदगी में दुखी दुहाई चार
So the podcast is out today, this Thursday, and today marks, and if you are listening to this podcast on the Thursday that is out, which is the 30th of April, then it is a big day. All of a sudden, it never used to be. Well, it is my best friend's birthday, but it never used to be a big day. But today is a big day.
You've got a best friend. that's news.
Agree, yeah. I was baffled by that. Forget the rest of the story. Who's your mate?
Well, if he rings you during lunch, do you answer that call? Oh, I bet you do. Because he's my best friend. He's my best friend, isn't he?
I know, I can't believe he just said that. He's my best. Hello, best friend. How old are we, Kedge? Five?
The best friend only because I've known him the longest. That's what.
When you know what? When you pass the age of 11, you stop calling people your best friend.
Agree. I'm with Tommy.
He is. I've known him since I'm three.
Right. So you've known him 37 years. He's your best friend. What's his name?
Matthew.
Huh?
Matthew.
Right. Sachin, have you ever heard Kedge talk about Matthew ever before?
Never in my life.
Never, ever. And I've known you best part of 10 years. So that's how good of a friend Matthew is. Or maybe you compartmentalize. Is it because he's Gora, so he's better than us? Yeah. Do you keep the darkies away from the lighties? Is that what it is, Kedge? Is it segregation amongst the Kedge friends?
Different order. It's his private school bands, that's what.
Oh, he's one of your posh friends. Probably one of his rich friends. He's well to do. Oh, we're gonna go shooting together on the weekend. Yeah.
Anyway.
I bet you eat meat around their house. I bet that's how much you change. I bet, you know what I mean?
I just dip the roti in the sauce.
In the tutti, there you go.
No, anyway.
So where are you going?
But there's another man who we should be all honouring and wishing happy birthday to, and that is, and I'm sure you've heard of this fella, Captain Tom Moore.
Yes.
He turned 100 today.
So he's 100 today. Okay, so because the whole I tell you what I heard, because I'm listening to a lot more radio, and I heard the chart show on the weekend, and it said, oh, Tom, he's got a song out as well, right? So as well as
he's raising money by
walking around his house, he's raised a load of money.
He started off just doing 100 laps or something around his garden. He wanted to raise about, like, what was it, £1,000?
Whatever he could.
And it just escalated. I think he's hit 29 million. He might have hit 30 already. And...
yeah,
and it's just going. They've been giving him awards.
He's a war veteran, right?
He fought in World War II. And I mean, this guy is using like a Zimmer frame type of thing. He can barely stand up, and he has done all of this by himself. What a legend!
Amazing.
And he turns 100 today. Big yourself up, Tom Moore. What a legend. I mean, and it just goes to show the simplest of things. So just the beauty of like things going viral. I mean, things, you know, we always hear about social media in a bad way. This has gone viral. Mm. The geezer's raised 30 million quid for the NHS, I should point out as well, right?
For the NHS, which is
wicked, right? But I'm going to just add one little thing here, just because
I
followed the story. I heard the song. Right, on the weekend, because like I said, I was listening to the chart show.
Yeah.
I was doing DIY, as you know. Right?
Go on.
So it's a chart show. And it said, oh, by the way, he's not the oldest person in the chart because Vera Lynn or someone else has got a song out as well. There's basically some woman who's over 100.
Right.
Some old song is in the charts as well. Anyway.
Yeah, so Vera Lynn. Yeah,
they played his song, right?
Yeah.
And it's You'll Never Walk Alone, isn't it? That's what he does. You'll never walk alone.
Yeah. You'll never walk alone.
Without this is going to be controversial, right?
Oh, like, here we go.
I just don't think he sounds very good at the song. Yeah. It just like because he's got Michael. You got Michael Ball on the song, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got his voice comes out. He goes, well, Volkan, Volkan, and he's done away with it. I know,
no,
and I'm sure
I know,
but that's why you don't get people.
He's not going to sing like Blair Mendy, is he? Come off it, bro.
I know.
He can't move that much. He's just been walking like a non-stop. He must be in so much pain. You're lucky he's getting the corn out like that.
But I just felt like, as a song.
What did you want him to sing it like?
No, I tell you what it was. Because of that kind of old person's voice that he's got, for me, it sounded like someone taking a mic. Do you know what I mean? It sounded like an old person's voice that you're putting on.
I know what you mean. Definitely know what you mean.
For that reason, it kind of took away from it because I'm like, I can't take this song seriously. I love the rest of the song, and I've always thought "You'll Never Walk Alone" is a lovely song. Anyway, it's I know you don't because of your Liverpool rivalry, you can't get your head past that probably. But I think it's a lovely song. But his voice just sounded a bit Buddha. That's what I'm saying.
Forget the song Don't get me wrong. He's done a great thing. He's raised a lot of money for charity. Yeah. He's done
inspired.
Amazing man. Love him. We are indebted.
Don't you feel like at the moment?
Here's another one.
Don't you feel like at the moment? There's just a lot of people trying to force their just giving page down your throat. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. We've now triggered. We're gonna get rocks thrown out our windows.
Why are you guys struggling with the lockdown? This is unbelievable.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I see, like, for example, I turn Instagram on, everyone's running 5 miles with their hands in the air like this, giving it all of that on their story.
Nominating people and stuff.
And then they're doing, which is fine. People, give money to charity. When you get, everything blowing up on your phone, link this, link that, you're like, where do you start? I'm not even working right now.
Yeah, I suppose your point you're making is like, you can't give to everyone.
You can't give to everyone, can you? I'm just being honest. Like, I might sound a bit grumpy, like a grumpy old man, but it's the truth, isn't it?
Hold on. So can I just point out, in case anyone's like kind of going, oh, what are these guys on this week? All I did was question his vocal abilities. I wasn't saying that what he's doing is bad. What Sachin's saying is there's too many charities and you need to stop raising money for charity. I mean, that's a different kind of level.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that whatsoever. Like, I'm all for doing stuff for charities and this, that and the other. But I just think that there's just so much of it right now.
It's constant. But it's because there's nothing. Because there's nothing else to do. So you might as well. He hopped the length of the marathon in his back garden.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, what?
He's going to have pain.
Hard.
That's going to hurt. His hip's going to hurt for the next 6 months. Yeah. But I don't think it's just might as well. I think it's more of a case of people are at home and they want to do something. They want to make a difference. Because
all of a sudden you feel redundant, don't you? You're useless.
Yeah. You're like, what's my worth? Not only work wise, because I'm not doing much, but what's my worth to humanity, to kind of this cause, to this virus?
Exactly.
I can't come up with a cure, so what can I do?
And people are doing
their bits for charity. Yeah. So, Sach, the least we can do is appreciate a 99 now 100 year old's vocal, and you just give a pound to each of these charities rather than five pounds.
But that you can't put a pound down for these charity things now.
Why not?
You just can't. Like, how can you go in there and just whack a quid on some? I don't know.
You can. Every pound.
You reckon?
Everyone adds up. Every pound.
You
just do a pound. Pound at a time. Pound at a time.
You two are going to be the first people that I ask for sponsorship money before I do anything.
What are you going to do?
I'm thinking about it.
What are you thinking about?
I didn't even realize it. But I ran the length of the marathon in 14 days.
Well, that's rubbish. People do it. If people did it in 14 hours, that's a rubbish time. You did it in 14 days. You're crap. Did you run with a 99-year-old man? Is that what it is? Did you carry a 99-year-old man?
So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to get you guys to sponsor me when I spend a week doing the marathon. Right. You too. Right. You better dig deep.
कैमरे वाले वीडियो बना दे रे मैं लगती अज अग सोने अग तो होर जगा दे रे कैमरे वाले वीडियो बना दे रे मैं लगती अज अग सोने अग तो होर जगाते रे अग तो होर जगाते रे
सपनी बनाया बड़ा वाली लट नू मीठी मीठी लगदी है तू जट नू सपनी बनाया बड़ा वाली लट नू मीठी मीठी लगदी है तू जट नू
जीना शीना ओए हो जीना शीना सूट वूट ते हिला शिला
सारी रात नची मेरे सामने जट करती ना बोर बलिए चक तेरे चूड़ियां ते चुम के कट लैनी टौर बलिए सारी रात नची मेरे सामने जट करती ना बोर बलिए
That's a new tune. It's a new tune from Ask the Gill and Suk E. And it's called Video Banade, which I've got a little issue with. Little issue,
ooh,
boys.
Oh, here we go again.
If you because if you watch the video to Video Banade, and it's Suk E is playing, like in the video, he's playing the cameraman at a party at a wedding. And Ask the Gill is at the wedding. And the song he's sort of singing about, oh, come over here and film me. So my number one issue is, no, I don't actually want you to come over and film me, because I always hate it when I've got a drink in my hand or a massive kebab or a pakora or whatever, or a nice bit of pani puri, a spring roll. And now, or particularly if you've just taken a bite and a cameraman comes over, you can't chew on camera. No, you should never chew on camera. So you just got to hold it. You've got to hold it in your mouth and just kind of lock your mouth and just wait for the cameraman to go or turn away and go somewhere else. So there's that issue. But the other issue I've got is this cameraman's getting a little bit fresh. Now, everybody knows when a cameraman's at a wedding, he shouldn't be giving it the large. It's a bit like you, Satch, as a DJ. You can't be going out there chatting to all the girls in the family. You know, you don't know whose missus is who and whose sister is who and who's got 11 brothers that are going to be looking
at
you.
After about 3-4 days, you know who the single ones are. Even still,
you're there to do a job. I've hosted many a wedding. And what I do? I hang around with the old women. I hang around with the 80, 90-year-olds.
But if that's your
I
time,
sit there with the BB.
Fine.
No, that's not my type. What I'm saying is I'm there saying, listen, I'm here as a host of your wedding. I'm here working for you guys. I'm no threat. Trust me, I'm not interested in any women. I have a wife at home. In fact, let me go flirt with the BB instead. That's fine. That's safe ground. Right. You know, but so I'm saying, so this cameraman's getting a little bit fresh. I'm not sure I approve. Okay. That's, I'm just
it's
saying.
A good song.
Well, I'm a bit
we'll
traditional.
It's a good song.
We should pass on those comments to Ask the Guild. We'll get her on.
Exactly.
We'll tell her.
It made me not like Suki. It made me not like him. I'm sorry. It made me look at him in the video and say, you know, I don't know if I can trust this guy.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But anyway, positivity. Yeah, I was just going to share some positivity though. This is a thing I learned this week, Kej. So this is a kind of in your face to you two as well, because when I told when I told you that when I water my plants, I stroke them and I hold the leaf and I just give it again. And if I hold a leaf of my plant and take a deep breath, I actually feel a sense of calm. I really do.
I feel a sense of calm
and I feel like the plant, a sense of calm. Yeah, not when you shout at me like that. A sense of calm. I'm bringing calm to the podcast. Meaning the plant gives me vibes.
A leaf.
When I hold the leaf, you guys are like deaf. You need to eat some more vegetables. That's what I'm saying is, when you hold your leaves on your plant, it gives you good vibes and you can transfer energy to each other. And you guys laughed at me, took the mick at me. There's a study now that's just come out of Iceland. No, don't listen.
Okay.
Study that's come out of Iceland.
Particularly
during lockdown, because people can't have human interaction, you should, they're recommending this in Iceland, you should go out and hug a tree, because it will get, basically create good vibes in you. You just put your arms around it, one arm hug, two arm hug. You want to rub up against it. You want to give it a proper jumpy and a bit of what anything. Go for it. What?
Firstly, there's hardly anyone who lives in Iceland.
Icelandic people. Loads
how
of them.
Easy is it to find a tree in Iceland? Probably not that easy.
No, not
it's
that hard at all.
Generally
you,
difficult.
That's two naive statements you've just made. So they're dismissed. If that was a court case, you'd go, no, objection, Your Honour. These are invalid points. And you go, yeah, you're right. Objection upheld.
So they want people back down, to go and hug trees.
Yes, hug trees because it's good vibes. Basically, we as humans need interaction. We are pack animals. We are missing interaction. The next best thing to human life is another form of life that is a tree.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go and do it?
Bruv, I've always got a bit of wood between my legs and my arms that I'm just hugging and holding on to just for good vibes. Yeah, I'm never far away from hugging a tree. So come on, what have you? I'm parting on my knowledge.
I feel sorry.
I'm
going to ring some trees up and just warn them that you're in the area.
Yeah, I see those branches coming out and grabbing me up, bruv. They love me.
You might get a hug and more.
I just want to add this little thing in that I was dying to tell you guys. It's something that I learned, but it's also quite funny. Yeah. And you know, there's all these rumors about how Kim Jong Un is dead. You know, they don't know because he hasn't
really
surfaced. A lot of rumors about, like, you know, we haven't seen him. Where is he? And all of that.
He's not though, is he?
No.
Well, we don't know.
No one knows. But basically, the same thing could be dead. So basically, the funniest thing that I've seen is that one of the I think it was Radio 4 journalists, they spoke to the retired lieutenant general for the South Korean army.
Right.
What's this dude's name? Bearing in mind, we're looking for someone called Kim Jong-un. This guy, the retired lieutenant general for the South Korean army, his name is In Bum Jun.
I beg your pardon.
So three names, right? Three like Kim Jong-un.
Can you name In Bum Jun?
In for November.
In-bum.
Bum, proper, like B-U-M.
B-U-M, and then Jun.
Wow.
Like Jun, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is a feature. That's a game show.
That is
everything.
Brilliant.
You just get him on. He just has to fart. And the show is called In-Bum Tune. In-Bum Tune.
No. The format to the game show of In-Bum Tune has got to be that go you on. Do a bud, and then they go, oh, that bud was done in a D major. Now, give us a tune that is In Bum Tune with that. And you go, oh, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You starts in the same one, you know, like, dun, 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 dun. Let's say your bud goes, bum, 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 and you go, oh, yeah. And then you've got to carry on. It's kind of like on Dark Tree, but with your bum. You've got to carry on the tune of the bum.
Bum
Dark Tree. It's like bum Dark Tree.
Your host tonight, In Bum Tune.
In Bum, yeah, exactly. Bum Dancery, hosted by In Bum Tune on Colours. Join us at 9 PM. There you go.
Honestly, I've read that so many days ago, and I've had to save it. I've had to store it in my heart, in my head, and not tell you guys. Because I thought, I've got to save this for the podcast.
That is brilliant.
I love it.
I'm so relieved.
That is brilliant.
I'm relieved it's out.
Satch, what have you learned this week?
What have I learned this week? So I was actually thinking of relocating this week, actually, because I'm not really doing anything here in terms of work, like obviously DJing.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I was thinking of going to, don't laugh, Wuhan.
Why?
You wanna go to Wuhan,
yeah,
where the coronavirus apparently.
Well, no. It's all changed now there. Like lockdowns is kind of eased there. No mad restrictions. Yeah. People are getting married in Wuhan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What, exactly. Like in public? Like what actual wedding? I mean, people are getting married online here. So you're saying people are getting married?
No, but like, as in, I was reading something. Yeah, people are actually having weddings. All right, fine. You can't invite 300, 400, 500 people, but you can still have a wedding. You can still book people like photographers and stuff like that and have a little little shindig. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, so what? So what you're saying is you want to go there for work. You want to go there and play like
some tunes.
A DJ set.
A little set.
Yeah.
A little
exactly. set. Right.
It's just something I learned this week. And I thought, you know what? That's quite interesting because now, like, you know, we have to be thinking of the future, being future proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Technically, if you argue that the place that it started is going to be the place that comes good the quickest. Right, because it's like until the virus is kind of out the system. So you're ahead of the trend. It's controversial, but they always say go against the trend. Right,
there you go.
It's like I bet property prices there are really cheap. So if you went and bought, if you just moved there. So what are the big tunes in Wuhan that you play?
It's the sound of the police.
It's the sound of the police. Why would you have
Wuhan?
That's the different song. That's Busta Rhymes. See, look at that.
That's so bad.
That's so bad. I was like, it's the sound of the police. I was like, what's that got to do with Wuhan? Wuhan! It's Wuhan, the sound of the police. He's in the mix.
Maybe he should go to Wuhan because he's ahead of the game.
I think that's
the first tune I would drop. And the second tune I would drop is the other one. Wuhan.
Yes, it's the same sample that is Busta Rhymes, but now you're showing us. Yeah. Oh, look. So look at that. You got the song right where the sample's used in a Punjabi song, but not in the actual main hip hop song. I love it.
Well, what did I do wrong with the English one? That's the thing.
No,
I'm with you.
Two songs.
Kej, I'm with you.
Do you want two songs?
Do you want a job?
I'll come as your sound man. Mike, bruv. What did I call it? Hype man.
Kej, yes, Kej, you're the hype man.
Right, just before we go, Kej, I don't know why I'm pointing this out. I know I'm doing this for you, Kej.
Go on.
During the next few days, if you listen to this podcast in real time, it will be May the 4th, Kej.
Yes,
which is also known as Star Wars Day because of May the 4th be with you. Now, actually, a lot of people normally get together. They all dress up and they all dress up in their Star Wars uniforms for that.
Yeah. Do they do that?
What are you doing for May? It's a big thing.
Do you know what that day for me is when people make that joke on my Twitter or something, I unfollow them because that joke has been around for years. It's just rubbish. Yeah. Like, just stop. I didn't know people dressed up and stuff, right? That's quite mad.
Oh, mate.
Are you dressing up, Kej? What are you wearing?
Yeah, Stormtrooper, surely.
I've got a little Stormtrooper number. Every year we try to be a Yoda. Different character. Pardon me. But, quite small. You mentioned May the 4th, and I've been saving something very special for that day. And I've had to wait now, 4 or 5 months?
What is it?
But I haven't seen the new Star Wars movie. I was going to watch it last week, but I thought, no, I'm going to watch it on May the 4th, because May the 4th be with you.
So you'll dress up, you'll put the film on, get comfy in front of the screen.
Yeah.
And take the mask off
when I want to eat popcorn.
And then put it back on. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, happy Star Wars Day. That's what we'll say to everybody on May the 4th. And you know what? I remember being excited that the bank holiday weekend was slightly different because it's not the start of May here in the UK.
It's normally Friday.
It normally is the first Monday, but it's not. They've moved it. But it doesn't really matter now because everything just feels a bit like a bank holiday because all the days are just merging into each other.
Every day is the same.
But either way, no matter what day it is today, remember every Thursday is podcast day. If you are new to this podcast, if you stumbled across it for the first time, we release one every Thursday. Tell your friends, spread the word. We're getting a lot of listeners all of a sudden in the motherland, India. I'm getting loads of messages from people listening in India. Thank you very, very much. And people all around the world. Hopefully you get a little slice of what UK Desi life is like through us.
Also, I was thinking about the podcast and I just thought, I think we have reached a point with the number of episodes that we have made where people don't start at episode one anymore.
No, you're right. People just you don't have to. It's not like Friends. Yeah, like an episode of Friends. You don't have to go back to the beginning. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think we've gone past that point now where people go, I'm going to do the full shebang.
Just join in wherever we are.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to go back. You're not missing anything. You can kind of pick up. Like, there's not many TV shows that are like that. Not many TV shows where you can just turn on an episode and it can be 20, 30. Get like Friends is one. I'd say Impractical Jokers is another one. You could just watch any one of those. They're that little wind up. Do you ever watch that? And also, what was I thinking of? That other one where there's four geeky guys and the Big Bang Theory. Any one of those, bang, bosh, you're good to go.
From anywhere.
And now the brown load. So join us, join the fun and games, and just be a part of the magic and tell your friends about how to listen to podcasts, because it's a beautiful thing. Okay, until next week, we'll catch you later.
Peace.
See ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.